Restaurant. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies, grace, and love toward us. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you for your power that is working in us and through us. Thank you for everything you have given to us. Thank you for those things you have done in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your power that has given us victories. Thank you for the dominion we have over all the kingdoms of darkness through the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible unto us. Thank you for enforcing your will to happen in our lives, despite strong oppositions from the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your covering of protection and preservation that is upon us and our loved ones and relatives and family members. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your peace and joy that fills our heart, always. That fills our mind, always. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those things you promised us that are now coming to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all the prayers we pray that you have already answered. Thank you for good health you have given to us. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening, this midnight, to seek your face, to pray. We are here, Lord, to call upon your name in faith. We are here because you are so faithful. Father, hearken to our request, hearken to our prayers tonight. In the name of Jesus, we do not want to seek you in vain. We want you to help us. Oh Lord, reach with your hands and help us as we pray in Jesus' name. Let your interventions manifest in our lives as we pray tonight, in Jesus' name. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our midst. Have your way in this place. Lead us through this prayer session. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to have some worship session. That is, we're going to be singing some worship songs. And after that, we'll pray with prayer points. Tonight we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. O Adonai, Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, Son of God, Jesus, you are so good, you are so good, Almighty God, hallowed be your name, your dominion is forevermore. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you're the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord, King of glory, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, all sufficient God, all sufficient God, Most High, all sufficient God, Most High. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our situations. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, for all you've done, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are here to say, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place forever. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, surrounded by your glory, oh, in your presence. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. I just want to be, Lord Jesus. I just want to be with you. You are the mighty God. The great I am. Hallelujah. 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 You are the mighty Lord. The great I am. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God. The great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. It's for me. It's for me. Holiness is what I long for. Holiness. Holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness is what I need. Holiness. Holiness is what you want from me. It's for me. Take my life. Take my life and mold it. Take my mind. Transform it. Take my will. Transform it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh Lord, take my life, take my life, and mold it, take my mind, transform it. My will, conform it to yours, oh Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord. We praise you. We see you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Yes, Lord, we worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. Oh Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. Our Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you tonight. We worship you. You reign. 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 You reign, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. Excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. You came from heaven, you showed the way from the heaven to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the star. Lord, I lift your name all night. You came from heaven. Jesus, you came from heaven to heaven to show the way from the heaven to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave. From the grave to the star. Lord, I lift your name all night. Lord, we lift your name all night. Lord, we lift your name all night. My God is my people to save. He is my people to save forever, forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Hallelujah. We need to worship Him. He is the Lord, and Yahweh is His name. A gracious God He is, a merciful King He is. He is higher than the highest, greater than the greatest, wiser than the wisest. He is better than the best. No one can catch up with Him. He is forever above all. Worship the King of Glory, the Most High God, the Lord of Hosts, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship the one who has never lost a fight. He has never been defeated. He is forever established in everlasting victory. Is forever, His throne is forever established in everlasting dominion. Worship Him. Worship your Father, your Creator, your Lord, your Redeemer, your Savior. We worship you, Father. Most High God, we bless your name. All-sufficient God, self-sufficient God, you do not need anyone's help, but everyone needs your help. You are the self-sufficient God. You are the Almighty God, one who is able to bring things out of nothing. We bless you, Lord. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above kingdoms, thrones, and height, depth, dominions. You are highly exalted, are above principalities and powers, are above all witchcraft and works of darkness. You are highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. We praise you, Adonai. We praise you, Most High God. Be glorified forever. Be glorified forever. Be glorified forever. In sense of these, be praised forever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father. For your protection and preservation I have enjoyed in my life. I thank you, Lord, for your protection and preservation I have enjoyed and have received. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Not because I am so wise. That is not what has kept me alive. Not because I'm so smart. It's not what has kept me alive. You have preserved me to today because of your mercies. You have preserved me, you have protected me. Because of your love, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I believe you are thanking him. It is not because you know how to manage yourself or how to take care of yourself. That is not why you are still alive. That is not what has kept you alive. Today, it is because of his mercies. Say thank you, Lord, for your protection and preservation in my life. From the beginning of this year till today, you have kept me alive. From the first month of this year till in the last month, you have kept me alive. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have to be to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the assurance of a glorious future you have given me. Thank you for the confirmation and assurance of a glorious future you have given me. Open your mouth and thank him. For those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we have an assurance that our future is great. For eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come into the thoughts of men. The great and mighty things God has established in our futures. We need to thank him because you know your future is great. Say thank you, Father, for the assurance that I have that my future is great. Thank you for the assurance that I have that my future is glorious. Thank you, Father, for the assurance that I have that my future is beautiful. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for the things I will receive before the end of this evening. And for the good things I will receive, the good news I will receive, the blessings I will receive before this year comes to an end. If you believe, open your mouth and thank him in advance. Thank him in advance. If you believe. Thank you, Father, for the great things I will receive. Beautiful things I will receive before this year ends. Thank you for the miracles I will receive, health I will receive, favors I will receive, healings I will receive, deliverance I will receive, blessings I will receive, riches and wealth I will receive before this year comes to an end. Thank you, Father. Thank you for new appointments I will receive. Thank you for job employment I will receive. Thank you for promotion I will receive. Thank you, Lord, for elevation I will receive. Even before this year ends. Thank you, Father, for restoration that I will receive before this year comes to an end. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The Bible says, behold, I will do a new thing. And now it shall spring forth. God wants to do new things for many of you here. New things that will make you forget the things that have been happening up to now. So you're going to raise up the right hand. You're going to say, Father, I receive the manifestation of new things that will make me forget all the struggles I have gone through, all the pains I have gone through, all the limitations I have gone through, all the failures I have gone through. Say, I receive the manifestation of new things in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. You are receiving them because God already want to give them to you. God already wants you to have those new things. So begin to say, Father, I receive the manifestation of new things from your throne. I receive the manifestation of new things. I receive the manifestation of new things. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, because some people are already receiving their own. Say, Father, I receive the manifestation of new things that will make me forget all the negative things I have gone through. That will make me forget the struggles, the problems I have experienced. That will make me forget the capacity, the lack I have experienced, the pains, the sickness, the sufferings, the hardships I have experienced. I receive those new things now. I receive them now. In the name of Jesus. New set of miracles. New set of signs and wonders. I receive them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still going to pray. We are going to say, Father, rain down your prayer upon every darkness, works of darkness, and limitations in my life. Say, Father, rain down your prayer upon them. Destroy them all. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, rain down your fire upon works of darkness, presence of darkness, causing limitations in my life. Bring them home. Rain down your fire upon them. Presence of darkness, covering of darkness, spells of darkness, works of darkness, causing limitations in my life, causing delays in my life, causing things to be going slowly when this spirit moves fast. Father, rain down your fire to destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Isaiah 43 verse 19. Okay, let me start from 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it does bring forth. Now means let we to pray. So we just pray in the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God destroy every activity of darkness. Prolonging the manifestation of the blessings of God in my life. So let the hunger of God destroy activities of witchcraft, activities of demons, activities of darkness, delaying the manifestation of God's blessings in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God consume them. Everything the devil and his agents are doing to delay the manifestation of God's blessings in my life, in my calling, in my destiny, in my ministry, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every activity of darkness that is terminating the manifestation of God's blessings, God's favor, God's helps, God's interventions in my life, let the hunger of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, your friend. Amen. Amen. As I began to draw very closely to the Holy Spirit to understand the will of God for each day of my life, I began to realize that many things we think are meant to happen in our lives at the future time are actually meant to happen right now. There are many things that many of us have concluded that they're supposed to happen, or they should happen at a time in the future. I discovered that many of those things are meant to have already happened. And some are meant to happen now. Yeah. So the problem is either we are not ready for those things, or we are not doing what we should do to receive the manifestation of those things. Yeah. It's either we have not prayed enough, or we have not demonstrated faith enough, or we have not fasted enough, or there are some errors in our lives that is disqualifying us. Some inadequacies, some deformities, spiritual deformities, maybe deformity in your character, in your attitude. Yeah. So in most cases, we are the ones that have not allowed those things to happen. So you're going to pray. We need to say, Father, help me to properly position myself to receive the things receive the manifestation of the things you want to do in my life right now. So Father, help me to properly position myself in you. Help me to properly position myself before you so that I can receive the manifestation of the things you want to do for me right now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to properly position myself in your will, in your purpose. Help me to properly position myself in your plans. Help me to properly position myself in my work with you, in my relationship with you, so that I can receive the manifestation of the things you want to do in my life now. Help me to correct everything I've been doing wrong, so that I can receive the manifestation of the things you want to do in my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, whenever I pray, I used to ask God a lot of questions. A lot of questions. And I will not stop asking until I get answers. Yeah, many of the questions I used to ask is, God, this thing that you have said you will do, is something I need to do for it to happen? Is it not for now? Is it for the future? Now, is there something I need to do? Is there something I'm not doing for me to receive this thing you have promised? Yeah, and many times God will say that this is what you should do. Yeah, so we need divine directions to receive the manifestation of prophecies, to receive the fulfillment of prophecies, even direction as to how you should pray. Yeah, so you need to be updated. You need to seek God and receive divine updates concerning the things God has promised. Except you don't really want those things. If you seriously want those things, you will continue to remind God and continue to say, Lord, what are you saying about this? Lord, what are you saying? What is my own part to do for this promise to come to pass? So if you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see revelations that will guide me into receiving the manifestation of your promises for my life. Say, Father, open my eyes to see revelations that will guide me into receiving the manifestation of your promises for my life. You see, if you're supposed to do 41 days fasting before that promise will come to pass, and you did not do that 41 days fasting, I'm telling you, nothing will happen even in 15 years to come. So you're going to say, Father, open my eyes, begin to pray that prayer point. You need to know what you have to do. You need to be led by the Spirit. You need to be updated. You need to be divinely updated. Say, Father, open my eyes to see revelations that will guide me into receiving the manifestation of your promises for my life. Open my eyes to see revelations. Open my eyes, Father. I hope you're praying. If for instance, God has given you a revelation and that revelation is not detailed, ask for another revelation that will explain that revelation. Ask for another dream that will explain the previous dreams you have had about God's promises for you. That is how the Christian life is. You're not supposed to be a blind Christian that doesn't know the way forward. Say, Father, open my eyes to see revelations that will guide me into receiving the fulfillment of your prophecies for my life, the fulfillment of your promises for my life. Open my eyes, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Isaiah 43. Nineteen. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Yeah, God is going to do a new thing that will terminate the flow of some unpleasant things that have been going on in your life. Yeah. A new thing that will end the progress of some unpleasant things that have been happening, negative things that have been happening in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, move mightily in my life and do a new thing that will put an end to the flow of negative things in my life. Say, Father, do a new thing. Just one thing God will do. And you will forget all that the enemy have been doing in your life. All that the enemy have been doing to afflict you. Say, Father, move mightily in my life. And do a new thing that will end the progress of negative things in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Oh Lord, do that one thing. That's one thing that will forever terminate the flow of wrong things, of evil things, of negative things in my life. Do that one thing right now. Do it right now. Thank you, Lord. In my body, do it. in my soul, know it. In my spirit, know it. In my home, in my family, know it. In my marriage, know it. In my finances, know it. That's one thing that we end the flow of negative situations, the flow of evil things, the flow of satanic afflictions, the flow of demonic oppressions, the flow of pains and sufferings, the flow of failures. Oh Lord, do that one thing, my God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Do it now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. For some of you, God needs to change some people in your life. Now, God needs to terminate some relationships in your life and replace those relationships with another relationship. And that is how the new thing will happen. So you are going to pray. You will speak for that. Now we need every relationship in my life that must be anything for the new things you want to do to emerge. Say, Father, terminate those relationships right now. Terminate them. Even if there are people that I cherish so much, oh Lord, terminate the relationship I have with them. Open your mouth and feel like that. In the name of Jesus, every relationship and friendship that must end for the new things you want to do in my life to emerge, Father, terminate them now. Terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, every relationship and friendship that must be terminated and replaced for the new things you want to do in my life to happen. Oh Lord, terminate those relationships now. In the name of Jesus. Disconnect me from such people now. In the name of Jesus. Whether I like it or not, oh Lord, remove those people from my life so that the new things you want to do in my life can happen. Remove those people from my life. Separate me from them. Cause a very huge gap between me and them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Somebody said sometime, the person said, you cannot continue to do the same thing and expect a different result. You cannot continue to do the same thing and expect a different result, especially when the thing you have been doing can never produce a different result. There are some of you, you need to change what you have been doing. You need to change the approach. You need to reset the activities in your life. You need to rearrange things, reset things. You need to start doing things differently. But how will you know? Except by the wisdom of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I ask for wisdom to do things differently so that I can get the results you want me to gain. Say, Father, give me the wisdom to begin to do things in such a way that they will produce the result. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, fill me with wisdom to do things differently. Fill me with wisdom to begin to function differently so as to get new results. So as to get new results in my career, in my calling, in my destiny. Oh Lord, open my eyes. Give me wisdom. Teach me, Lord, to do things differently so as to get the result you want me to get in my prayer life. In my spiritual life, teach me to do things differently so that I can get the kind of results you want me to get in the assignment you have given to me. Lord, teach me to do things differently so that I can get the results you want me to get. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. I will even make a way in the wilderness. What does it mean? It means you will get breakthroughs in a strange way. It means you will get results in a strange way, in an unusual way. Yeah, because the wilderness is confusing. But yeah, if you're walking through a wilderness, you can easily get lost. Yeah, the paths are confused. Yeah, there's no, you can't even know how to come out when you head down. So there's no success in the wilderness, no breakthrough in the wilderness. It's full of confusion, setbacks, disappointment. Yeah, that is all you will find in the wilderness. But God is saying, I will even make a way in the wilderness. In the wilderness, you find frustration. But God is saying, I will make a way in the wilderness. So you're going to pray, God wants to help you. And it might look strange to many people, but it is God helping you that way. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make ways for me in the wilderness of the sword. Say, Father, make ways for me in the wilderness of the sword. Open your mouth up like that. Make ways for me. Make ways for me. Give me breakthroughs in the wilderness of this world. Give me success in the wilderness of this world. Where many people would not find success. Oh Lord, make me find success there. The things many people have done, I could not succeed. Lord, make me do the same and succeed. In the name of Jesus. Places where people have gone and could not succeed, make me succeed in the same place. Opportunities many people have embraced and it did not do them any good. Oh Lord, make such opportunities do me great good. In the name of Jesus, make ways for me in the wilderness of this world. In those places, people have agreed that the help cannot be found there. Prosperity cannot be found there. Oh Lord, bring forth prosperity for me from those places. In the name of Jesus, make ways for me in the wilderness of this world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Somebody said something to me some time ago when I was sharing a testimony of something great God did in my life. Yeah, and the person was like, sometimes when we expect God to come in through the front door, God will come in through the back door. Yeah, but when you're expecting God to come in through the front door, sometimes it comes through the back door. So what the person is trying to say is that this type of miracle is unexpected, is strange. Yeah, and I feel in my spirit that God wants to do similar miracles in your life. There are things that don't normally happen. It's not common. Yeah, so don't create certain things in your mind and expect that God will help you in that way. Yeah, don't set the path for God to help you. Let God choose the path He wants to follow to help you. So don't say God have to come in this way. God have to help me in this way. God have to manifest in this way. When you do that, you will limit yourself. But when you prepare your mind for the unusual, for the unexpected, then you will see the greatness of who God is. So if you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, I am ready for your help. I am ready for your interventions. The Father, know your own way. Help me in your own way. Even if it has not happened before, even if such dimensions have not been had before, Lord, move in my life. Help me in your own way. I am ready for your help. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Even if it will shock me and shock everyone, Lord, help me your own way. In the name of Jesus, move in my life. Help me in your own way. Not according to my own imaginations and plans. Not according to my own thinking. Lord, move in my life. Help me in the way you have chosen to help me. In the name of Jesus. Help me in that way you have chosen to help me. Even if it looks strange and unusual and uncommon, Lord, help me in your own way. Help me in your own way. I don't know if you're praying this prayer seriously. Say, Lord, help me your own way. Bless me in your own way. Heal me in your own way. Deliver me in your own way. Even if it's a way I'm not comfortable with, Lord, do it. You know it. In the name of Jesus. Even if it's a way I'm not comfortable with, Lord, still do it. In the name of Jesus, help me in your own way. Support me in your own way. Bless me in your own way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, you hope. I would do a new thing that it shall spring forth. Thou shalt not know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness. I will even make a way in the wilderness. The Israelites found themselves in an unusual situation, uncommon situation. They could not perform. They would come out of such situation. Yeah. There was no food. There was no water. And yet God said, I have prepared a promised land for you. Go and claim that land. No food. No water. Yeah, sometimes when you look at the promises of God, and then you look at what is currently happening in your life, you can begin to ask yourself, how will I get to this? How will I get to this promised land God said He's taking me? Maybe you just look at your life and then you're not even seeing any sign that you really get to that place God said He's taking you. There were people in the same shoe. Now we read about them in the Bible. The life and with these people in the wilderness. But they made a great mistake. Because they began to complain. They began to murmur against God. Instead of them to seek the Lord and trust the Lord. So if you are going to see a way appear in your wilderness, you must stop complaining and stop murmuring. You must start to seek the Lord and to trust the Lord. Many Christians are the ones prolonging their wilderness period. Many Christians are the ones prolonging their wilderness period because of the way they handle those periods. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, help me to be wise as I go through the wilderness of this world. The Father, help me to be wise enough to trust you and to seek you as I go through the wilderness of this world. Help me to be wise enough to stop complaining, to stop murmuring, but to trust you and to seek you. Open your mouth and pray like that. That is how you will find ways in the wilderness. It will not come by complaining. It will not come by getting offended at God. You know, some Christians are even offended at God. Some will say, I will never go to church again. I will never pray again. I will never join prayer sessions again. I will not fast again. God is not helping me. Stuff like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to be wise as I go through the wilderness of this world, so that I do not prolong my sufferings. So that I do not prolong my pains. and afflictions. Say, Father, help me to be wise as I go through the wilderness of this world. Help me to trust you and not doubt you. Help me to trust you and not doubt you. Help me to seek you and not to draw far from you. Help me to be wise so that you can help me, so that you can make a way for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, what we saw in that, in the account of the Israelites, we saw that God came through for them eventually, because they had a good leader. Yeah, who is able to intercede for them. Yeah, God came through for them. Food that falls from heaven. That has never happened before in history. That food will rain from heaven. When they needed water as well, water came from the rock. That is also very strange. Now, let me ask you, what if the help God wants to release into your life will happen in a very strange way, like the way the Israelites got manna from the sky? What if the help God wants to release in your life, into your life, will happen in a very strange way, like the way water came out of the rock? Yeah, I realize that many Christians today, they find it difficult to trust God for the unusual, for strange things. Yeah, because we have become scientific Christians. We try to reason things. This is how it will happen. This is how it will work. What if that is not how God wants to move? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me faith trust you for strange things, for unusual things, for uncommon things, even things that have never happened before in history. Give me faith to trust you for those things. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, give me faith. God is waiting for people that will trust him for unusual things, for uncommon things, for strange things. But it's not fine, because we have become too fragile, too scientific. In fact, we have become so unwise in this generation. Say, Father, give me faith. Help me to have faith that I trust you for unusual things. For unusual things. For uncommon things. As I journey through the wilderness of this world, help me not to have faith, to trust you for unusual things. even things that has not happened before in the history of mankind, in the history of the earth. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, I think verse 2, verse 3, you'll see the reason why God took the Israelites through the wilderness. Even though God knew that there was no food in the wilderness, He knew there was no water there, but yet He told them to embark on the journey. I'm going to read verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. So God was going to teach them a lesson. So He allowed them to go through those things. You see, until you learn the lesson God wants you to learn in the wilderness of this world, you might not find a way in the wilderness. But many of us, we cannot humble ourselves and obey the word of God and follow the word of God so that we will not stay long in the wilderness. But we kept on. We have to do things that is contrary to the scriptures. So if you don't want to stay long in the wilderness, you must not make the mistake the Israelites made. They were not supposed to spend 40 years in the wilderness. They were supposed to spend very few time. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me from whatever I am doing that is prolonging the wilderness, that is prolonging the manifestation of my breakthroughs in the wilderness of this world. As I journey through the wilderness of this world, whatever I am doing that is prolonging my breakthroughs, Holy Spirit, stop me from doing them. It's okay like that. The Holy Spirit, stop me from doing those things. Whatever I am doing that is prolonging the manifestation of my breakthroughs, prepare to pray the Holy Spirit. Help me from continuing in the errors I am doing that is prolonging my stay in the wilderness. Stop me now. In the name of Jesus. Stop me now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Help me to pray. Help me to say, Father, teach me how to depend completely on you. The Father, teach me how to depend completely on you so that I can see the manifestation of your power. The Father, teach me how to depend completely on you so that I can witness the manifestation of your miracles. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, teach me, Father. Teach me, Father, to depend completely on you. Teach me, Father, to depend completely on you so that I can witness the manifestation of your power in my life so that I can see your glory, so that I can see your mighty works. Teach me, O Lord, to completely depend on you, but not on my intelligence, but not on my wisdom, but not on my strength. Teach me, Lord, to completely depend on you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, I'm going back to Isaiah. It says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. The rivers in the desert. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, let your rivers flow to me, flow into my life. In the desert, Father, let your rivers flow into my life. In this side of this world, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, let your rivers flow into my life. In the distance of this world, as I go through the distance of this world, let your rivers flow into my life. Let me find your rivers. Let me find your rivers. Let me encounter your rivers. As I walk in the desert of this world, as I journey through the desert of this world, say, Father, let me find your rivers. Connect me with your rivers. In the name of Jesus, channel your rivers into my life. Channel your rivers into my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Rivers symbolizes comfort and peace. All right. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your presence produce comfort in my life. Peace. In my life, let your presence produce comfort in my life, peace in my life, joy in my life. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, let your presence in my spirit, in my soul, in my body produce comfort, produce peace. Let your presence in this bed produce peace in my life, produce comfort in my life. Even when everyone is shouting or that they are suffering, even when everyone is complaining of hardship, Lord, let me be in comfort and peace and rest in the name of Jesus. Let your presence produce peace in my life, peace in my mind, in my body, peace in my soul and spirit, comfort in my soul, comfort in my body. Let your presence produce comfort in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Usually, a desert is a place where there is no fruitfulness. Now, because it's so dry. plant anything in such place, it will not grow. Yeah. It's the nature of a desert. There is no fruitfulness, no profit, no growth. But God says He will make rivers come out of desert because He wants to do a new thing in your life. You're going to pray. You're going to please your right hand on your head. You can say, Father, let faithfulness begin to flow in my life. Let great faithfulness begin to happen in my life. Even while I go through the desert in this world, let me enjoy great fruitfulness, unending fruitfulness. Everlasting fruitfulness, everlasting increase. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, let great fruitfulness flood my life. Let great fruitfulness fill my life, fill overflowing. Great productivity, great profit, great increase. Let it fill up my life, feel overflowing. Even as I journey through the wilderness and desert of this world, great fruitfulness, great productivity, great profit, great increase. Let it flood my language. In the name of Jesus. Father, let great fruitfulness, great increase, great profit flood my life till overflowing. As I go through the desert of this world, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. A desert also means a state of persistent lack. Persistent lack. Now, it might not even be a financial lack. Now, because anytime we talk about lack, people quickly think about money. It might not even be money. Yeah, it might be that thing that you need. You know that your soul needs that thing, but you don't find it. Yeah, and then you went on months, years, still you can't find it, and you can't have it. So that is a state of desert. That is the desert. is a situation of persistent capacity, persistent lack. Yeah, especially of those things that you seriously need. Will you agree to pray? Yes, Father. Of the need and solicitude of good things in my life. The Father terminates every lack of good things in my life. Or connect me with unending flow of supplies, unending flow of divine supplies, terminate scarcity in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. There can be spiritual scarcity, but there can be physical scarcity as well. Say, Father, terminate scarcity in my life. Scarcity of grace, scarcity of anointing. Every form of scarcity in my life, scarcity of spiritual blessings, physical blessings. Oh Lord, terminate them now. Terminate them now. Every scarcity of good thing in my life, terminate them now. Lord, connect me with unending flow of your divine supplies. Connect me with unending flow of your divine supplies. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, on the offspring. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray? Now, if God is saying he will make rivers come to you out of desert, that means there is rivers in every desert. And that also means there is a way in every wilderness. Yeah, because much of the operations of God have already been done ahead of time. For instance, what is happening right now? God have already ordained it even before you were born. Yeah. But there is nothing new to God. Whatever problems you are having now, God already knew about it before now. In fact, he knew about it before you were born. Yeah, so nothing is new to God. Yeah, so which means that there is already rivers in the desert. Because God knows about the desert and he knows you will go through desert. So rivers, he has already positioned rivers there. And that is why your eyes must be opened. to be able to see the rivers God has placed inside the desert for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see where your rivers is hiding in the desert of this world. Now, some people are scared of investing in certain things, even though the Holy Spirit is saying, do this thing, but you don't want to do it. Yeah, because they do not know that is the rivers. Say, Father, open my eyes to see where your rivers are in the desert of this world. Open my eyes. Begin to pray that. Open my eyes to see where your rivers are in the desert of this world. Open my eyes to see where your rivers are in the desert of this world. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray. The Father, open my eyes. When God open your eyes, you will discover secrets of wealth. You will discover many secrets of wealth, even in things most people are not really doing. You will discover many secrets of wealth. The Lord, open my eyes to see where your rivers are in the deserts of this world. Open my eyes, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You are still going to pray. Your spirit I should put it this way, your spiritual life can be in the desert. Your spiritual life can be in the desert. Some of you, it has been long, you got messages from God. It has been long, You heard the voice of God. That is a desert. I mean, that is spiritual desert. Now, when you cannot connect with God, you cannot connect with His presence, you cannot connect with His fire, with his anointing, with his grace, with his power, with his strength, with his revelations, with his understanding, that is spiritual descent. That is spiritual descent. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remove my spirit from the midst of every spiritual desert, every desert my spirit is. Remove my spirit now. To pray. If Father, remove my spirit from every spiritual desert my spirit man is. If Father, remove my spirit from every spiritual desert my spirit man is. Connect my spirit with the flow of your grace. Connect my spirit with the flow of your power. Connect my spirit with the flow of your anointing. Connect my spirit with the flow of your wisdom, the flow of your voice, the flow of your revelations, the flow of your understanding. Connect my spirit now with that flow. Remove my spirit from every desert environment right now in the name of Jesus. I want to grow spiritually. I want to grow in grace. I want to grow in victory. I want to grow to know you, Lord. Remove my spirit from every desert it is. Now, in the name of Jesus, connect me with the flow of your fire, with the flow of your love, with the flow of your power and grace. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. And then we will round off the session. I don't know if you have ever felt very dry in your spirit. So dry that you can't even connect with God. You can't even connect with God's presence. That is that spiritual desire. Yeah. And in most cases, it is an attack. It's usually a demonic attack. Yeah. I've seen many people come to me and then they say, I can't even pray anymore. Can't fast anymore and I don't know what's going on. Yeah. That is a desperate situation. Spiritual desert situation. So it means your spirit has been spiritually relocated into another atmosphere that is not of God. Another atmosphere that is against God. So your spirit can be relocated into that realm. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Remove my spirit man from every realm of darkness that has captured me. The fire of the Holy Ghost, remove my spirit man from every realm of darkness that has captured me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every realm of darkness, every distant realm that has captured my spirit, fire of the Holy Ghost, go there and release my spirit. Go there and release my spirit. Go there and release my spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, go into every desert realm that has captured my spirit man. Fire of the Holy Ghost, go there and release my spirit. In the name of Jesus, remove my spirit from every dark realm that has from every dark realm that is healing my spirit, calming my spirit, polluting my spirit, oppressing my spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove my spirit from those realms now. In the name of Jesus. The truth is, your spirit can be in more than a million realms. Your spirit can be captured by millions of realms of darkness at a time. The fire of the Holy Ghost enters every realm of darkness that has captured my spirit and release my spirit now. In the name of Jesus, I want to connect with God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my spirit now to connect with my God, to connect with heaven. In the name of Jesus, thank God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible also talks about breaking up your fallow ground. Breaking up your fallow ground. Yeah, if you if you want to grow spiritually, you have to break up your fallow ground. Yeah. You have to do a lot of spiritual exercises. Yeah. A lot of spiritual exercises. So sometimes spiritual growth can be likened to connecting with the nutrients in the ground, the water in the ground. You know how our plants take their roots downward to connect with, you know, the water, with nutrients. Yeah. So there are things that you have to do connect with God. So that is what it means to break up your fallow ground. So there are spiritual exercises you have to do. Until you do those exercises, you will never be able to grow spiritually. So you cannot separate spiritual exercises from spiritual growth. Exercises like fasting, praying for long hours, studying and meditating on the scriptures. Yeah. Also, practically obeying the word of God and many other exercises, like also crucifying your flesh. Those are spiritual exercises. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive strength to do every spiritual exercise that will facilitate my spiritual advancement. That I receive strength to do every spiritual exercise that will facilitate my spiritual growth and advancement. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive strength now in the name of Jesus. If you know that it has always been difficult for you to do certain spiritual exercise, pray this prayer seriously so that you can receive grace now. Say, I receive grace to do spiritual exercises that will enhance my spiritual growth and advancement in the name of Jesus. Receive grace for diligence. Receive grace to be sacrificial, so that I can experience great spiritual growth in my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be disciplined. I receive grace for self-control. I receive grace for self-denial. I receive grace for fasting. I receive grace for praying fervently for hours, so that I can experience highly advanced spiritual growth in my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to do spiritual exercises that will speed up my spiritual growth and advancement in the name of Jesus. kind, dear Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. We pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for this hour, this moment of prayer in your presence. Thank you for everything you have already done in our lives. Thank you for the glorious future you have for everyone. Thank you for the way you are going to move us forward with great speed. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for excellence you are bringing upon us and upon the works of our hands. Thank you for many things that were stagnant before, but now they are now moving forward in our lives. They are now making progress in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone. As many that are looking up to you here for divine intervention, O Lord, show them mercy. In the name of Jesus, and release the interventions right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are sick in their bodies among your people. Lord, in your mercy, heal them all in Jesus' name. Uproot the sicknesses and diseases that are afflicting your people. Father, with your mighty hand, uproot them now in Jesus' name. Uproot them now in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you who have applied for jobs in some companies or organizations. I decree that your application is successful in the name of Jesus. I pray for those of you who are trusting God for a huge, huge capital to start a business. I decree that that capital is supplied right now in the name of Jesus. The wisdom that you need at this time to rise above many people in your field of career, receive that wisdom now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.